As soon as I got to Borstal, they made me a long-distance cross-country runner. I suppose they thought I was just a bill for it, because I was long and skinny for my age, and still am. And in any case, I didn't mind it much, to tell you the truth, because running had always been made much of in our family, especially running away from the law. I've always been a good runner, quick, and with a big stride as well. The only trouble being that no matter how fast I run, and I did a very fair lick, even though I do say so myself, it didn't stop me getting caught by the cops after that bakery job. You might think it a bit rare, having long-distance cross-country runners in Borstal, thinking that the first thing a long-distance cross-country runner would do when they set him loose at them fields and woods would be to run as far away from the place as he could get on a belly full of Borstal slumgullion. But you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. The first thing is that them bastards over us aren't as daft as they most of the time look. And for another thing, I'm not so daft as I would look if I tried to make a break for it on my long-distance run, because to abscond and then get caught is nothing but a mug's game. And I'm not falling for it. Cunning is what counts in this life. And even that you've got to use in the slyest way you can. I'm telling you straight, they're cunning, and I'm cunning. If only them and us had the same ideas, we get on like a house on fire. But they don't see eye to eye with us, and we don't see eye to eye with them. So that's how it stands, and I will always stand.